Okay, so once again, am I being heard now?
Yes.
Still don't
Okay.
hear. We can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure. It sounds like Mrs. LeBan doesn't hear. I guess it's something on her end. So, okay. So, as I said, so the discussion is going to involve flowers that are just in water, as opposed to flowers that are growing in it. If you have a flower pot with soil and flowers, that is a very big shaila in Poskim of whether or not it's muktzah. There's a big shaila that, as I said, flowers in soil very well may be muktzah. Many hold that it is muktzah. There are mekilim, but that's a very big shaila. And in addition to which, moving around such a flower pot could potentially run into an issue of actually of zoreya and kotzer, planting and reaping. If you move it over grass or you move it away from grass, it's very involved. So that's not our discussion. Just in one line, it's very well much recommended not to move a flower pot with soil in on Shabbos. Okay. What I want to discuss is flowers that simply sit in a vase with water. So those flowers that are bought for Shabbos or for the week, whatever it is, and now it's Shabbos, are not muksa. Even though a branch from a tree or a leaf from a tree which falls off, even if it falls off before Shabbos, it is muktzah on Shabbos. That's because it has no function, it has no use. It's the category of eitzim vavon. It's the highest category of muktzah. But flowers which are grown and cultivated and then sold for purposes such as decorating your home or other places for a chuppah, for all sorts of things, those are considered kalim. It's a keli l'kishut habayis. It's a keli to decorate your home. And in the laws of muktzah, the term keli is not, it doesn't have the same definition as it does in some other areas. For muktzah, this is called a keli. It's a keli for kishut habayis, which is a permissible purpose, and therefore they are not muktzah. So if you have a vase with flowers in water, you are allowed to move it on Shabbos from one place to another. Now, if there are flowers that open, and such as roses, and they're not completely open, they're still opening, so then some posts can say you should only move it slowly, because moving it swiftly, which could agitate the water a lot, may contribute to the opening of the flowers. And as we'll see, causing the flowers to open on Shabbos is not mutter. It's not an issur d'oraisa. It's not mamish like planting or enhancing growth, but it's an issur d'rabbanan. An issur d'rabbanan to cause or to contribute to the opening of the petals of the flowers. So some say if the flowers aren't completely open, the vase should be moved slowly. Others aren't concerned about that, but everyone agrees that you could move it from place to place. Now, okay. So, but what happens if you have a bunch of flowers and they're not in water? They were not put into water yet, and now it's Shabbos, and you would like them to be in water to stay fresh. Is it permissible to put flowers into water on Shabbos? So here again, here for sure, if they are flowers that open, meaning flowers that have the potential to open and have not completely opened, then the answer is for sure not. You cannot put a flower into water on Shabbos if it's going to open. And that includes even if the flower was in water when Shabbos started and it fell out. Let's say the vase got knocked over and one of the flower fell out, or maybe somebody, a child or anybody, pulled the flower out. It can't be put back in. If it's a flower that still is opening, it cannot be put back into the water. So our discussion though is, what about flowers that don't open? They don't open at all, or they're already open. So there's no concern of the flowers opening as a result of your actions. Can they be put into water on Shabbos? So the first step is, well, to put into water, very likely you'd have to fill a vase with water. So that's for sure usser. If you don't have a vase already filled with water, then it's for sure usser. You are definitely not allowed to fill a vase with water on Shabbos for the purpose of putting flowers inside. And for that matter, you're not even allowed to add water. If you have a vase with flowers in it already on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to add any water to what's already there. The question is, well, let's say you have a vase already with water. Maybe you filled it with water before Shabbos, and then You just ended up not getting the flowers into the vase. But the vase is there with water and the flowers are there. Could you make a shidduch between them? Could you put these flowers, again, these flowers which do not open, could you put these flowers into the water in the vase or can you not? So this is a big discussion in poskim, a big machlokas achronim. And the bottom line is that under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to do that. Under normal circumstances, if the flowers were not in water when Shabbos started, then you cannot put them into water on Shabbos. If they were in water and they fell out, or someone took them out, they could be put back into water. Again, you can't add water to the vase even then, or you can't fill another vase. But if you took out a flower for some reason, which was already in water when Shabbos started, you could put it back into the water. Or if it fell out, you could put it back. Let's say the vase tipped over and maybe some of the water spilled out and some flowers spill out, but there's still some water left in the vase. You could put the flowers that fell out could be replaced into the vase, into whatever water is there in the vase, since these flowers don't open. But as I said, there's a machlokas about whether or not you could put the flowers in. So there is a shita in Achronim that it is mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe if it's a makom tzarech gadol, if you have a great need to, it says it seems it would be okay. He uses the lashon efsher, then maybe it would be okay. But the Mishnah Berurah is willing to say efsher, and I think we could rely on that because he printed in his sefer Mishnah Berurah that it might be okay, so presumably he expects us to rely on that when necessary. So that means if it's a malkum tzorech gadol, there's a great need, and you already have the water in the vase. Remember, even when there's a great need, you can't fill a vase. That's usher. But if there's already a vase with water in it, and there's a great need to put the flowers in, so there's room to be lenient and do that. So what would be a great need? So I would imagine a case would be, let's say, a husband brings his wife home a nice bouquet of flowers, particularly if it's an expensive bouquet. Maybe it's their anniversary or her birthday, whatever it is. And he brings on Erev Shabbos, he brings a nice bouquet of flowers, and she fills a vase with water, etc. But within all the preparations, or maybe the baby started crying just then, or whatever happened, or the child started bubbling over, whatever happened, they didn't end up getting in the vase, and Shabbos starts. She lights candles and Shabbos, and then she realizes, oh, I never put the flowers. I forgot about it. I left the flowers out. And, she may feel that it's a tzarech gadol to get these flowers into water so that there shouldn't be any possible source of disharmony in the house. If you're all, thinking, that's crazy, that would not be a tzarech, my husband wouldn't flinch. If I didn't get him in the water, he'd say, okay, I understand, this is perfectly okay. We'll put him in an empty vase without water. You could do that. They'll last over Shabbos. They'll still look nice. So if that's the case, then Gazantei, then it's not a tzarech gadol. Don't do it. But if there is a tzarech gadol, maybe it's guests that are coming for the Shabbos Suda at night or in the morning, and they dropped off flowers before Shabbos, a nice, expensive bouquet. And if they're not in water, the guests are going to be very unhappy. And you may see it as a tzarech gadol. Tzarech gadol is a relative term. But if there's a tzarech gadol, then there's what to rely on to put him into, if the water's already, and again, I'm just remind you the conditions. It means these are flowers that don't open. If there's a flowers that are going to open, then you don't have an eitzah. Except maybe, I was thinking, maybe you could ask a guy to do it then, because if there's a tzarech gadol, because, real tzarech Shabbos, real tzarech mitzvah, or to avoid a real problem, because it's a derabbanan to put them into water, even if they open. So to have a guy do a derabban when there's a great tzorech is often permissible. So that would perhaps be the eitzah. But short of that, if there's no water in the vase, in a vase, now it doesn't have to be a vase, you might have a pitcher, a water pitcher that you're planning on serving for people to drink. And you might say, you know what, I'm going to draft this vase of water to be used, I mean, this pitcher of water to be used as a flower vase for the Shabbos. That's fine. As long as you're not putting in any water for the flowers, it's already filled, it already has water in it. And I don't mean that you could fill a pitcher with water and for drinking say, you know what, I changed my mind, I'll use it for the flowers. I mean, you already have a pitcher with water in it, you could use that as well. So if you have the water in the pitcher already or in the vase already and these flowers don't open, then b'makom tzarech gadol, you could put the flowers in. If a if a guest comes on Shabbos and brings you flowers, the place where there's an Erev, and they bring flowers, so they can't go into water unless, again, if you had water prepared, it's a Tzarach Gadol, but that, it's hard to hear it's a Tzarach Gadol there because they just brought them on Shabbos, so what do they expect? And even if they don't know the halacha, so you'll teach them the halacha. I'll teach them the halacha that say they're beautiful, they're lovely, I'm going to put them in the vase. I can't put water in the vase because I can't do that in Shabbos, but I'm going to put them in the vase. And you'll teach them the halacha. I don't think that would be Tzarach Gadol. Again, it's relative, but what I wanted to say is that when the guests bring you the flowers, you could take them, but have in mind not to be kona them. You can't be kona matana on Shabbos unless it's food. If somebody brings you food for the Shabbos Suda, you could be, that's okay. But if they bring you some other thing like flowers or whatever it is, a dish or something, you can't be kona on Shabbos. Like the bar mitzvah boy who's not kona his sefer, his sitter in the shul. So you can take it from them, but have in mind not to be kona them till after Shabbos. As I said, don't put them in water. One more point, and that is that petals which fall off of the flowers, sometimes when they start getting older, they start dropping petals, they may end up over your Shabbos table. Those are muksa. The petals that fall off are muksa and should be dealt with like any other muksa that you may have on your table in the course of or at the end of a Suda. Okay, I just want to mention that we originally had written on the flyer that the shiur would be during the month of Cheshvan. Bez Hashem, we intend to continue the shiur beyond Cheshvan. Sunday and Monday are still within Cheshvan, but we expect Bez Hashem to continue the shiur without a break and continue straight into Tuesday. The only thing is, starting Tuesday, there will be a different meeting ID. I'll mention it now, but if you don't have a pen, I'll mention it again on Sunday and on Monday, and you'll probably get a flyer about it as well. The new meeting ID will be 773-983-9701. Say it one more time, but you can catch it next week also. 773-983-9701. The password will remain the same, Shabbos. The password will still be Shabbos, just the new meeting ID, but that's only starting Tuesday. Sunday and Monday, it's the same meeting ID as it's been all along, and the same password, of course. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.